The plan would generate about $700 million over the next few years through the combination of taxes and some temporary cuts to state agencies. The biggest tax is an accounting trick that was agreed to with the state's hospital association. In exchange for paying the tax, they get more federal Medicaid money, and the state gets more federal funds to pay its bills. The other big tax on multi-state corporations was opposed by the state's largest business group, whose members will now have to pay it. Republicans also opposed it, and not a single GOP lawmaker voted for this package. Doyle says there's nothing he can do about that.
You know, I can't, it's just like what happened in Congress. You can't control whether the other side, you know, what they're going to do.
Democrats moved quickly on this plan, passing it out of the legislature just a week after it was introduced. They're also expected to move fast on the overall budget the governor introduced this week. That plan leans heavily on federal stimulus money and includes several other targeted tax increases to close the rest of the state's budget shortfall. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.